You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. Some Jackson homeowners need to get bear-resistant trash cans soon. The town is aiming to reduce bear-human conflicts, and a new ordinance goes into effect in a couple weeks. But it may not be a cheap or easy process. KHOL's Tyler Pratt has more.
Bears and human food aren't a good mix. It can make the animals dangerous and destructive. Your run-of-the-mill regular trash can can cost around $100 to $150.
A bear-resistant trash can, we're really talking about for, you know, your standard trash can, a 95-gallon one, probably about $350 minimum.
That's Cole Stewart, who's recently been hired to run BearWise Jackson Hole. You may see him out and about over the next few weeks telling residents, particularly those who live in the mountains, about the new rules. He says it can be a confusing process. One complication, in this region, there are a number of different privately owned garbage collectors.
All of the trash haulers have a little bit different strategy for approaching this problem. So the number one thing I tell people is you should, number one, contact your trash hauler.
Stewart says if they can't supply a trash can, Ace Hardware may have a limited amount. And there's also JH Bear Solutions, which may be able to also offer a discount. Stewart says he understands this new effort to help keep humans and bears safe is expensive.
It's no small thing. And you know, in Jackson's not a cheap place to live. So I do recognize that that's a difficult thing.
The new ordinance takes effect April 1st. And a quick note, cans are bear resistant, not bear proof. Bears are smart, and if they want to, they may be able to get into anything. Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.
The town of Jackson has a map on its website showing which residents need to have bear-resistant trash cans this spring. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission met last week and discussed how the extreme winter is affecting wildlife. And while mule deer aren't doing great, the fish are thriving. For the most part, the average snowpack in the state is well above average, which will likely produce strong spring runoffs. So, what does that mean for fish? Well, aquatic manager Paul Day lightheartedly told the commission that it's pretty straightforward.
We've seen a lot of snow. We're making water. Fish like water. Fish should do well. Any questions?
Day says typically 2 to 3 years after high water flows, fish populations are higher. He says just how strong spring runoff will be is still a little unclear, and it'll depend on weather in May and June. A Victor resident is dead following a chase by law enforcement. Teton County, Idaho's Sheriff's Department says near the end of last week, they pursued a 36-year-old man who had a felony stalking warrant. The chase, which at times was at speeds of 85 miles an hour, took them to Fremont County, where spikes were deployed to stop his escape. Law enforcement say the man later died by a self-inflicted gunshot after several hours of negotiations. The Sheriff's Department advises anyone struggling with suicidal thoughts to seek help immediately and dial 988 to reach a crisis lifeline. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.